Oh my Here's God. Your ASMR. Council cast.
Was that just like the coolest thing ever?
Do
you think you could do that for like 3 more minutes and then Silas can just edit it into like a 5-hour super track?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, boop.
Let's
boop,
do it.
Boop.
we'll sell it to all of our subscribers
as a ringtone.
As a ringtone. There you go.
Just that's a lot of that's a lot of belching.
Why are you?
That belching? That's not even belching. That's just me talking.
That's disturbing. Not sure if I should be impressed or not. You know what is impressive is Council Cast. Welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 170, being recorded on June 15th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Riggity riggity random shit.
With a little background and next to no expertise. All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything. And yeah, next to no expertise. I mean, it's just like the best. So little expertise that nobody probably even read the articles, even though they've been up for 2 weeks.
Wait, we've had articles up for 2 weeks?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't know. I'm sure we get tons of tens and thousands of visitors to our website to read all of the articles. So if you're wanting to know what we're talking about and have any interest, you can go to councilcast.org and read up on the articles. Send us a fake like or a like high five. I don't know.
Or a real like if you actually like us.
There you go. Smash.
Actually,
that.
No. If you like us, go away. If you like us, there's something wrong. Go away. We only want fake likes. That's all we want.
We only want fake likes and unsubscribes.
Yes. Unsubscribe, yes, as, unsubscribe. Often as possible.
Resubscribe. I was watching another YouTube show.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I was watching another YouTube show. And they said that one time, you know what? Actually, we always ask people to subscribe. This time we'd like you to unsubscribe. And then a bunch of people did. And they're like, actually, we were just joking. Could you please resubscribe?
You know, if you unsubscribe live on this show, we will absolutely call your name out. So why not?
Yep. We know how to do that. That's really an easy thing for us to do.
Well, you know what? If you haven't unsubscribed at this point in time, you probably want to hear about some frozen microscopic animals that come back to life. So I think this is about as far as we got last week when we tried to do this episode. But these animals have been frozen for 24 years.
Oh, are you guys recording, by the way?
Yes. Are you not?
Yeah, I'm not. Keep going. I'll fix it in post.
Just fix it in post. We're good.
Okay. We're alive.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah. So, what they're calling a rotifer. I'm not even sure what that is. But it looks like a very small multi-cell amoeba. Was apparently found frozen in the Siberian permafrost for the past 24,000 years, and they were able to not just wake it up, but they are also able to get it to reproduce.
Wait.
Gross.
Are these like butt drugs or something?
Yeah, I mean, they might have come out of your butt at one point in time, but I don't know.
Now, if we're specifically talking about my butt, it's a probably different story. However, I was just speaking general society butt drugs.
And I'm talking general human butt slugs.
Slugs, not drugs. Got it.
I changed that on you.
I missed that.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently
that's
scientists
really loud
are really hoping that they could.
Can you guys still hear me if I turn it down a little bit?
Nope. Absolutely.
No, don't turn it down at all.
So, but then it's like blasting. Oh my gosh. Whatever. Oh, here we go. We'll just pull down the gain here. Easy. That's normal. Okay, keep going.
Turn it up a little bit over there.
Never mind.
All right. Well, apparently scientists are hoping that they can use this to learn how this creature was able to survive for so long while frozen. And hopefully they can, I don't know, I'm just imagining they're going to take these animals and splice them into the human DNA, and then we're going to be able to freeze people for like tens of thousands of years, no problem. That sounds like a thing they'll do, right?
So wait, I will be able to live for thousands of years?
Yes.
I'm down to clown.
But you can only do it if you're frozen.
Oh. Do I have to go to work or pay taxes?
Yes. You don't have to go to work, but you do have to pay taxes.
This is a real difficult would you rather.
You have the choice of either paying your taxes before you go to be frozen at the current tax rate, or you can choose to pay all of your taxes when you wake up at whatever the tax rate is at that point in time.
The latter.
There you go.
I will pay taxes, whatever the taxes are, when I'm de-thawed. Because my guess is I get de-thawed because they stop...
They stop requiring taxes.
They stop running the machine that keeps me that keeps me frozen.
Actually, they can just freeze me because taxes are no longer necessary.
There it is. That's what I want to do.
Perfect.
What do you want to do?
Perfect. Easy. Hear you. Am I too loud? Am I too soft?
Your volume has not changed at all.
Wait, if I turn it down here, can you hear me?
Oh, now it's getting quieter.
What if can you hear me now?
No, you're way quiet.
Is it quieter here?
Nope, that's better.
Oh, brother. This is absolutely ridiculous. We need a different system.
You know, for sure. I vote
we all get together in the same place and do this from now on. Yeah, I know. Hey, but we have 16 subscribers, so, you know, nice job, everyone.
Just get your mouth behind the microphone.
I give freezing things thumbs up. I like Tasty Freeze. Why not?
You know, I'll give it a thumbs up if they can figure out a way for me to not have to pay taxes when I wake up. So I think that would be acceptable.
I'm down to clown with that idea.
You know, when they finally figure that out, would there no longer be the saying that there's only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes?
Yes. No, that would go away. That would go way by the wayside.
Because now neither death nor taxes are a thing anymore.
So they're hoping to travel into outer space with this, or is it just like, hey, we can keep you your stuff together and whatnot?
I think they're probably
save your parts for a while.
They're probably thinking about going to space. You know, initially I'm thinking, and you know that might be why Jeff Bezos is going to space next month, to test this theory out.
Really.
Yeah, so Jeff Bezos, you know, Mr. He's no longer the CEO of Amazon, is he?
No. Nope.
But he, his rocket company, Blue Origin, is planning their first human space flight in July.
Rocket company, Blue who?
Blue Origin.
Origin. How did Origin feel about that?
Probably pretty happy. It got very erect. And then it took off in a cloud of smoke.
That,
with some white stuff shooting out of one end. I don't know.
Describes every single weeknight for me.
I don't know if I should be jealous or afraid.
Yeah, he's
that's what she said.
Launching rockets every day.
But yeah, the first human space flight for Blue Origin is going on in July. And apparently, Jeff Bezos is going to be one of the three people who are going up with it.
This is like This is like, okay, so we're ready to go to the meeting, and I think we got everything under control. We'll let you know what we find when we get back. Let you know what the client says. Your boss goes, yeah, I'm going to go with you. No, it's okay. We've all trained for this for a few months now. We've been really working up to this, working on the design. We got this taken care of. Presentation and everything. It's all square and order. Nah, I'm going to go with you. Have you been to a client meeting in the recent future? Nope.
Is he doing a lot of training for this?
I have no idea. I mean, I know that this isn't going.
Is he just
going
to wing it and throw up a bunch?
That's exactly what I'm imagining. So, I mean, it's Jeff Bezos, apparently his brother, and the third seat is going to somebody to an auction winner. So,
I
like,
was using the wrong voice entirely.
Hey, you know, yes, I am going to go with you, and I'm going to bring my brother Richie.
I mean, yeah.
Mr. Richie, go for port.
I mean, this is like the ultimate, you know, I hope what you guys did is not going to like totally kill me type of thing.
Like, wait, what if it's Elon Musk? What if he's the person who wins the auction?
Ooh.
Do he and Bezos hate each other?
You know, they do. The article talks about them having this, like, you know, space fight where it's like, who's going to be the first one to go to space? And what if Musk bought it to go on the same flight?
That would be awesome. Sitting on the rocket going like this. I'm going to get there first.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly what I imagine will happen.
And Elon Musk would be like, you might have gotten there first, but I was in space and on Earth at the same time.
Elon Musk will be like, I want to bring my Tesla. Can I bring my Tesla?
They shot a Tesla into space.
Yeah, it's already
his
there.
Tesla truck.
He's just going to go pick it up from the parking garage he left it in up there.
Is it still out there? Yeah. Is it just space junk now?
Yeah, pretty much. It's
Why
somewhere.
Why didn't they fly it back?
Probably because it can't drive very well. It ran out of batteries. There's no charging in space. He hasn't built a supercharger on the moon.
That
yet.
Seems like an oversight. Yeah, this seems like an oversight.
But yeah, you know, apparently.
I guess I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. The
what are we talking about? What's this article?
The weird part is, so the seat for the third person to go, I think it sold for it. They just ended the auction. It was like
Jeff Bezos gave her
$28 million. So if you want to go ride on a rocket with Jeff Bezos and his brother, you could have paid $28 million to go with him.
Oh, let me just sell my Bitcoin.
There you go. Yeah, I give it a thumbs up. You know,
Elon said.
I hope that I could be
that's
on the next
why
one.
That's why Bitcoin crashed. Elon sold his Bitcoin.
Do you think they just
get on a rocket with Jeff Bezos?
Do you think that we'll ever get to the point where it's going to be very standard for people to be like, oh yeah, as a vacation trip, we're going to go out into outer space. We're going to go to the moon for a weekend.
You know, I think eventually, I just don't think probably in our lifetime.
Eventually is anytime soon.
Unless they somehow figure out how to freeze us.
Yeah. I think we're going to say, I think we're going to like buy a house for $28 million when we're like really old or something. Or our kids are going to buy a house for $28 million. And then we're going to go, do you remember when $28 million would get you to space?
Yeah. Yeah. You also remember when TikTok apparently stole all of your data? You know, that was always fun. That's something we could always
I thought they were already doing this, and so I haven't been on TikTok in a while. I mean, let's think about it this way. every single app that we're on is stealing our data constantly.
So that is definitely true, and apparently TikTok has quietly tweaked its privacy policy to not just, you know, collect your regular data, but your biometric data as well. So, I mean, now they're saying that it's going to collect...
I thought that they were already doing this.
I mean, you recording yourself on TikTok probably means that they already know what you are doing. Yes.
That TikTok is, but this is allowing third-party companies who are paying money.
Well, now they can sell that data to other people. Absolutely. Why not?
Got it.
I mean, TikTok is like an ad machine, I'm pretty sure.
That's so weird because
uninstalling all my social media apps.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. As an advertiser, I've tried to get on TikTok to advertise for stuff, and they're like, yeah, nah.
We don't
need you. We'll review this later. We don't need you. I was like, I don't think that a couple of the clients I'm trying to work with really fit perfectly, but I was curious anyway what the requirements were and if there was some way to spin it. So,
yeah, I mean,
we can keep talking about this, but it feels like a pretty easy thumbs down.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a thumbs down for me. I mean, I'm not even on TikTok, so I like you said, I assumed they were already doing this, so just never got on it.
Eric said that he feels sorry if TikTok takes a look at his data. Gross.
I don't even want to know.
No, they would just feel sad because there's nothing there.
Nothing to see?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Well, you know, if you did want to make some ad money, apparently everybody's favorite antivirus program, Norton 360, is going to let you mine cryptocurrency. Because nothing is better than cryptocurrency mining with an antivirus, I guess. Is this just like the cool thing to do now?
There's no reason you shouldn't be able to keep your antivirus on while mining. However, the programs that are used in mining, most mining pools and whatever else, take control of your computer. And so it's a small file put on your computer to control background settings, which antivirus programs look at as Trojan files. And so then it immediately blocks it and shuts it down and deletes everything and, you know, screws up your entire computer. And so there have been a lot of campaigns out there to just recognize the files and to work with mining pools and to work with miners with the standard mining data so that antivirus programs, you know, just know that's an okay file. Anything outside of that or anything that tries to latch to that and change that file is not an okay file.
So are you saying that this is a good thing because now the antivirus programs are recognizing that mining's okay?
Yeah. And and as soon as they do that, then they actually make mining safer for people who are trying to pick up a couple extra spare bucks.
I mean, I guess that's kind of a nice thing, except it sounds like, you know, Norton is going to take a small cut of everybody's earnings, so... As difficult as it is to already mine Ethereum. I mean,
read that too.
But now you can do it safely and they can make money off of it.
You can do it safely and we will take a cut of every little chunk you mine. So go ahead. Keep doing it.
Yeah, that makes
sense. I don't know. As far as a business decision goes on their part, I think it's super smart because there are going to be people who will do it. And even if it's not everyone doing it, if even a handful of people do it, they just start getting a percentage and it doesn't cost them anything.
Are the people who
there's an upfront cost for them to develop.
Like, yeah. How many people who are mining are running Norton antivirus though? Like,
yeah, most of the time people just use loop resistant network switches and then connect all their devices to that and just plug that right into the internet and say, screw all y'all, and have their, there are a lot of people who try and do mining like, oh, I have my personal computer and it's got a 2080 in it, or it's got a 3080 in it, or it's got a, and they just try and use that to mine when they're not doing their other blech on their computer. And those people still want to try and use their antivirus. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, sure, but the actual mining process doesn't cause any damage to the hardware, but the heat buildup does. So if you want to damage your hardware, shut off your antivirus and allow whoever to roam your computer for however long, then that's on you. I mean,
I'm just thinking about the people, like, I can't even remember the last time I had Norton, like, because that's a pay-for service as well, right? On top of it. So you pay for Norton, and then Norton also takes a cut of your mining that you've done. So if I think of Norton antivirus, I'm thinking of, like, grandma out there with her laptop, and she's, like, clicking around. She's been paying Norton, like, I don't know, $100 a month or whatever their service is nowadays. And she's like, ooh, I'll check out this mining thing. And she like hits it, and then just like her computer blows up.
How do you know what my grandma sounds like?
I just talked
that
to her last
spot
night.
Spot on. What?
That's crazy. No, I see what you're saying. But they're just trying to do something to stay relevant. That's all.
That's fair. You know, I'm going to give it a thumbs down. Just because it's Norton.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I think it's amazing business decision because they know their market. They know they probably sent out 1,000 surveys about, do you do cryptocurrency mining? Do you do this? Do you do that? Blah, blah, blah. And they have their, they aren't trying to gain new clients from this. They're trying to make more money off of the clients they already have. I think it's an excellent business decision. I don't think it's really a very useful tool, but I think that a lot of people are going to use it. And
it costs $85 a year.
You know, it's just being working smarter, not harder on the part of Norton. Norton is just like, hey, how do we maximize profits off of the people where, you know, it costs more to get new customers, new clients. They're just saying, how do we maximize profits off of our current clients? So I think, you know, as far as business is concerned, I think it's an excellent decision to be able to create a patch in their system that allows this to work for the people who are going to do it. So anyway,
fair enough.
The thumbs down for me is that you have to pay for it. And then they're also taking a cut of everything you mine. On top of that, they're setting a horrible precedent, which the biggest...
Are you already a client of theirs?
No.
Then it's not for you, man.
The biggest...
Give it a thumbs down. Get out of here. It's not for you. It's not for you.
They're setting a precedent for the one person who does need to fix their restrictions, which is Microsoft, because a lot of mining software only wants to run on Microsoft. And
not for you.
So the Microsoft built-in antivirus blocks pretty much everything mining and will crash Windows, just straight up kill your license and say, nope, sorry, you can't mine because it's not, you know, you can't do this. It's not safe for your computer, and just shut your computer down. So Microsoft will, I think, eventually wise up and try and do the same thing. And then people will fall for it and lose a whole lot more of their profits.
You know, how long until Microsoft just builds a miner into the Windows so that you can just, and then they take a cut of all of that and then they give you Windows for free?
Honestly, for all the stupid miners out there, that would probably be the best plan for Microsoft. There are so many idiots. There's so many idiots out there trying to mine right now. It's not even funny. I mean, they're like, I'm just going to plug in 12 different computers and see how that works. And they're like mining with like T2000s from their laptops or something they stole from work, or K2200s, or you know, like making pennies a day going, oh man, I'm so dope. Microsoft can make a killing off those assholes.
Well, you know who else is dope is apparently New Mexico's sheriff, who is tough on crime and gets interrupted by a drone dildo.
Yes!
apparently...
This, a dildo, it looks like a cucumber.
It, the dongcopter, as it is affectionately referred to as.
That's awesome.
Apparently it is running around Albuquerque, the dongcopter is. It's running around just interrupting people, especially when you're a sheriff candidate, apparently. And it's just flying around with a huge dildo hanging off of it. I mean, why? I don't even know what the rest of this article is for, other than this is just hilarious that somebody attached a dildo to it to a drone.
This is a really good random shit article. This article belongs in this category, and I am saying this.
I think it belongs in science because the drone, but whatever.
When did Brian get here?
Hey, I'm just trying to support. And then you know, maybe somebody would be like, well, how big was the dildo? And we'd be like, I don't know, 10 inches. And Brian would be like, Matt,
how big is that?
How big is that?
Boy.
Oh, you know, we haven't killed Logan in a while.
It's hilarious. Oh, wow, we broke Logan. All it took was a dildo flying around on a
you know, it's on been a while Logan. Since we broke him. you know, I give these guys a thumbs up.
For this article, then. it's one thumbs up for the dildo being funny, and another one for breaking Logan. That's, there you go. You know, it gets two thumbs up for that.
First dildo to break Logan.
Oh! That means you've had others. I don't want to know what Logan does in spare time anymore.
Oh my.
You know, what he might be doing in his spare time, though, is eating cicadas. But you know, you probably shouldn't if you are allergic to shellfish, apparently.
Yeah. Huh.
So,
tell me more about this.
Well, you know, apparently it's a pretty popular thing. You know, cicada season is upon us, apparently. And, they are coming out and people are eating them. I mean, why not? They're giant bugs and apparently they're pretty tasty. But apparently, yeah, you dip them in chocolate, but apparently they are from the same family as shrimp and lobsters, which means if you are allergic to shellfish, you should not eat cicadas.
It's the way they're land shellfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are a larva the same as, like they're like a grubby worm, the same as shrimp and like lobster and stuff. But they have their own shells. They actually live under your ground for like 17, 18 years and then come up to mate. And then they lay their eggs underground and then go die.
And it happens in like.
So wait, was.
Yeah, it happens like in
a. So wait, was that. That sounds like the premise for Jeepers Creepers.
It might be.
And then the all the little grubby worm type crustacean things live underground without their shells, and they eat off of different trees and just live underground for 17, 18 years, and then pop up again and grow a shell and like kamikaze shit until they find a mate and hopefully lay some eggs. Like, you know, dive bomb and things.
Screw their brains out and then get eaten by humans who are weird, apparently.
Apparently, chocolate cicadas, chocolate that sounds cicadas. Delicious.
This like article says that the cicadas might be the future of food. Well, not cicadas in general, but bugs, insects. What do you think about that?
You know, I've had some
the
bugs before.
The future
and I would say
food.
No, definitely not.
I've eaten some bugs. Not just on accident. When we were down in Central America, we had, what do we have? Ants or something?
Ants are delicious.
Beetles? I don't know. Something. They had them. They were like, maybe it was grasshopper. They were just like, they had just like dehydrated them. And so they were kind of like, I don't know.
Crunchy.
That's how I would describe them. How would you describe it? Crunchy. Yeah. That was the taste too. That's how I would describe the taste of it. Crunchy.
That's
like Templeton the Rat on Charlotte's Web. This one is crunchy.
You know, I wouldn't lie. I'd probably eat the cicada if it was done that way.
The sheriff candidate said, "I won't be intimidated," Eric says, but with a dildo that big, I'm sure he was. You never know. You never know.
Maybe he's really into butt stuff. You don't
know. You don't know.
You just don't.
It's not really something you can ask people.
Yo, I'm going to give this one a thumbs up for the council cast actually providing some real consumer advice here today.
Oh, dildos?
On eating cicadas.
Oh, bugs. Yeah, bugs are good.
Or dildos.
I'll give you a thumbs up for bugs.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't suggest eating dildos unless they were edible ones, at least, right?
I mean, unless you're swallowing them whole, I don't think that's going to be possible. Just wait until it comes out the other end.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, man. Anyway, we're going to move on to Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Okay.
Anybody want to pitch Mr. Musk something?
I think you should use all these
dead. I got an idea.
All right, Silas.
I was going to say that he should have a cicada cookbook that he and all of his team members at the Tesla factories get to submit their favorite cicada recipes, and he can sell it along with his flamethrower. Use the flamethrower to get the cicadas out of the tree. They're perfectly cooked according to Elon's favorite recipe. But you can check other recipes from the rest of the team.
Tesla the flamethrower.
Nobody likes that idea.
Boring. I like how off the top of your head you came up with that so quickly.
But I would not like to see it done in practice. Next pitch.
So a cicada cookbook that has submissions from all of the Tesla employees using the flamethrower to cook them. Gotcha.
Yeah. Delish.
Tesla the cookbook. Tesla the flamethrower. Tesla the... You know where I got that ring? Out of a Cracker Jack box.
There you go.
Schwartz is as big as mine.
All right. Logan, did you going to pitch something? I gave a thumbs up for the cookbook.
Thank you.
I was going to pitch a cookbook.
No, you weren't.
I was going to say he should take all of the cicadas and figure out how to make delicious, yummy recipes and put together a cookbook.
No, you weren't. That was my idea first. I said it first. I patented it first. Just like the first computer, if I put the patent down first, then I get all the credit, even though you may have thought it first. I said it first. Finders keepers. Finders keepers. Shut up.
Well, then I'm going to just add to your cookbook idea. I think all the recipes should be presented in the shape of a dildo.
That actually should be okay. The only cooking utensil you can use.
Oh, man. I saw...
Demonetized.
I saw adult swim ridiculous video where it was an infomercial for this salad tosser, but it was just a dildo that like spun at the end, and like what happened on Adult Swim, so just imagine the rest of it. But I'm just like, why am I still watching this? Jesus kept going. I was like, this is not interesting to me at all anymore. But for some reason, I'm still here. I hate you, Adult Swim. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. That's always how I feel about Adult Swim. Huh. And then I'm like, well, what's on next?
Well, you know, I'm going to thumbs down that they should be in the shape of dildos, but thumbs up that you should only use dildos to cook with. He should have like his own line of dildo utensils or dildo cookware. Like
a dildo spatula might be interesting.
Yeah, there you go. You know, when you're in the kitchen trying to cook, you can, I don't know, have some fun with it. Have some fun with cooking. There you go.
Have some fun with cooking. Tesla, the dildo cooking utensils.
Oh, my.
You know, I think my pitch is going to be, I'm not sure that I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm just going to assume that no dildo has been sent into space before. And so I think Mr. Musk should create the first space dildo and then sell them after they've gone to space.
So they have to, the whole return flight, and they will be hot upon reentry.
Yeah, actually, that'll be how they're made. They're made as they go through the atmosphere. It'll heat them up, and that's how they get, that's how they get molded into their shape.
Now, are they like inflating or deflating as they heat up into their shape?
I'm going to say inflating.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is great. This is by far our best episode yet.
Demonetized.
Our best pitches to Elon ever.
The best ever.
Demonetized. You keep saying it like we've been monetized ever.
Actually, it'd be scarier to be monetized.
Oh, man. That would be scary.
Monetized.
All right. I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. Yeah, if I had a massive dildo, I would slam it. Thank you for listening. We record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw for some reason and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org, search on iTunes, or check out your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org. Or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.